and for all he understood, they might as well have been speaking Martian. Anyway, it didn't matter. The details weren't important. He decided that early on. When he first heard the diagnosis, something bad was happening. That was all he needed to know. Something very, very bad. He turned his gaze back to the arbor. The tiger yawned. Maybe if he stepped away from the window. Maybe if he did something else, thought about something else. Maybe if he did that, when he came back to the window, the tiger would be gone. And he could forget about it. Okay. Not forget about it. But accept it at least. The last couple of years had taught him that. The last couple of years had taught him that he could accept anything. No matter how absurd, how impossible. Claire's fading away like that. The devastating news of his own illness. Was a tiger on the lawn any more shocking? Chapter 2. No dice. He stepped away from the window and over to the refrigerator. It was relatively new.